Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rabe on 106.5 The End.
Do you steal your children's Halloween candy? 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. We'd like to get your opinion on this now that Halloween has come and gone. A study said that 2/3 of parents steal their children's Halloween candy between the ages of 3 and 15.
I mean, I think I speak for all parents when I say 2/3 of parents say they steal their kids' Halloween candy, and 1/3 is lying about it.
No.
What?
Steal it or, like, ask if you can eat some. Like, I certainly eat some of my kids' Halloween candy, but I ask them first.
You do?
Of course.
Why?
It's theirs.
Yeah, but they don't need all of that.
No, of course they don't need all of it. They're not having all of it. I am having some, but I'm just asking.
Here's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You have girls, and 2 of the 3 of them are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have boys.
Right.
Boys are competitive and selfish.
Oh.
And they would never give me permission. Connor might, but I'm still not going to ask because I can't stand the rejection.
Oh, my God.
Now, parents get pretty creative when it comes to taking Halloween candy. They admit to hiding it, hoping their child would forget about it. That's 44% of the people said that. Also, pretending the candy went missing or saying that they're inspecting the candy before taking some for themselves.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think about that. I just wait until they get so much candy. Like, literally last year, we portioned their candy out.
Okay.
And it literally lasted, I think, until like May or June.
But that is not why you're stealing their candy.
No, I'm stealing candy because I'm fat.
But, oh my God.
And I don't want to buy my own candy because that makes you fatter.
Oh.
First of all, who buys candy? Who is it? Have you ever seen anybody at the grocery store or the gas station and they're like, pump 3 and also this king size Snickers? Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't know.
Have you?
No.
No, of course not.
Top places to hide Halloween candy were in the bedroom, behind other food in the kitchen, or on top of the refrigerator. And more than half of parents have said they've purposely bought extra candy for trick-or-treaters so they can eat the rest.
Now, I will say that when my husband buys Halloween candy, he knows to get a certain kind of mix because it has tiny Snickers in there.
You like the tiny
Snickers. And I like the tiny Snickers, but I don't like everything else that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it works that I could just eat the tiny Snickers, and then there's plenty for the trick-or-treaters.
My wife does the same thing with Butterfingers.
Mm.
But no one else in the family likes Butterfingers, but she does. So she always makes sure that there's at least a little bit of Butterfingers left over.
Do you steal your children's Halloween candy? 766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. Jeremy from Yuba City, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Do you steal your children's Halloween candy?
So I wouldn't call it stealing exactly. I have a pretty straightforward system that I do with my kids. I have 2 kids, right? So when we get home, I have them split the candy into 3 piles. And so 1/3, 1/3, and 1/3. And they each take 1/3. And I take my 1/3. And I just tell them that's, you know, the cost of doing business.
So you're very upfront about taking the candy.
Yes, very upfront. I want my cut if I'm going to be walking around with them.
Oh my God.
Door to door, you know, door to door. If I have to, you know, buy them the costume too, you know, I'm going to take my cut.
You're now, like the mafia.
You know you could just, because you're a grown-up, just go buy your own candy anytime you want, where these kids, your children, this is their opportunity to get candy.
You know what? I kind of think of this as training for, like, when they're older and I'm old. You know, they'll be giving me retirement, you know, like
oh, okay.
They'll remember to give me a third of theirs.
Okay.
Because I am their benevolent parent, you know.
Oh, I love like, that. It's ingraining very old world.
Yeah, it's ingraining this sort of like, you know, dad.
You take care of dad.
Too. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, take
now,
care of that.
Is this done by brand at all? Like, do you also guide the piles into like, make sure there's some more Snickers in that pile?
You know, actually, again, we try to be very, very diplomatic about it. After we split it up blind, you know, just pour out the bag, you know, draw the line, and then you can trade, you know, like,
oh, I love that.
Okay. Do you trade?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some things get established, you know, for example, you know, like you can have, you know, 5 Milky Ways, but they're only going to get you 1 Twix, you know, and you know, it depends on the exchange rate.
I think it also, the exchange rate depends on how much does everybody like Milky Way?
No one likes Milky Way.
Right.
I love Milky Way.
You would.
Yeah, you would.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.